joined by paracyclist Neil Fackey. Neil, silver medal today. It was quite an intense competition.
Do you know, that's the first time ever that the top three on the podium have gone under 60 seconds, which shows you where the world's at. In the past, Matt and I have been winning by big old margins, and that's just not the way anymore, unfortunately. We raced really hard today. I thought we raced really well, but our teammates were just a bit too good for us. So, of course, I'm disappointed not to take the gold, but silver medal in that race is pretty good going. And I think I can walk away from here knowing I gave my all, and I'm happy with that.
As did Matt as well. Your guys were so focused going round there. 59 seconds and, you know, a fraction. But that's the difference now between the medals.
It is, yeah. And I guess what's hard, I don't know if they necessarily announce the splits every lap. But after the first lap, we were significantly in front, which is what we've worked towards, particularly for the last 6 months. And I'm really proud that we were able to go that fast at the start. But the idea was that delivers into the rest of the ride, and it just didn't today. But at the end of the day, 59.3 is still a really, really good time for the kilo. But yeah, just not enough today. And, you know, I am proud of us, and also excited for what's potentially going to come in the future.
When you came off the bike, you were lying on your back, Neil. It must take so much out of you.
That was agony, to say the least. The last lap and a half, I was really struggling. I was just thinking of my boy Fraser all the way around, see if he could get that extra little something out of me. And I could not have dug any deeper, and it hurt so much. And that's the nature of this event, unfortunately. If you want to win it, you're going to beat yourself in a real dark place. Which I got there, it wasn't enough for the gold, and it always feels that much better when you do win. But that's why, as I lay there, I couldn't stand up. I didn't have any legs left. I just thought, you know what, mate, you've done what you can here, and you can go proud, regardless of whether they beat you or not. Really, really pleased for James and Steph, though. I mean, those guys have worked really hard. They've been chasing us the whole time. We keep beating them, so fair play to them.
We could talk about blind and partially sighted people getting into sport. You know, if they can make it to the elite level that you guys do, fantastic, but it must be so good for your physical health, your mental health, and more.
Do you know, growing up, as my RP kind of got worse through school, my sort of social circle shrunk a lot, and it was sport that gave me the confidence to be the person I am. I could be myself in sport, and I wasn't even very good. Like, from the age of 13 to 17, I was a runner, and I lost almost every race I ever did. But I just stuck with it because I enjoyed it. I liked the social side. And here we are, you know, racing my fifth Paralympic Games now, which is just mind-blowing. I never, ever imagined I'd have a career in sport, let alone this good. And just because I've loved sport, it's given me so much confidence in my life to just embrace my disability as well and not trying to hide it, which is probably what I did when I was young. So to anyone listening, honestly, just go and have fun, enjoy it. That's why I do it. I'll never stop doing sport. I might lose the competitive edge as I get older, and I am getting older, but it's just a great place to go meet people, have fun, and, you know, meet like people like yourselves. And it's just amazing. Getting out of the house can make such a big difference to us. So yeah, get out there. If you want to ride a bike, then there's a Paralympic Games in 4 years as well, if anyone wants to take a place. So.
I've got it on record you said meeting us as well. Listen, guys, good luck with the rest of the races, and thanks for speaking with us for R&IB Connect Radio.
Thanks a lot, guys. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.